Episode 2341, Are You Hiding in the Secret Garden?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you are ready for an extraordinary week. It is time to get your head in the game. But the question is, are you hiding in the secret garden? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Sometimes you think you want to disappear, but all you really want is to be found. So why are you hiding in the secret garden that is keeping you from your dreams? Very rarely do we consider our life a part of the secret garden. But this garden is so welcoming. It's so enticing. You know it all too well. It screams with colorful temptations of comfort that soothes the soul. The comfort of weeds that blanket your aspirations. You're not good enough. The little bright blooms, they attract your actions that support only what you know, habits that don't work, and setbacks that keep you from a comeback. However, this secret garden doesn't have to lead your every day. You can overcome what you know to be true in your heart and take aim on what matters. And that is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Take aim on what matters. Action ignites motivation. What happened when you got up this morning? Did everything turn out exactly the way you had planned in your head the night before? Probably not. I mean, did breakfast go smoothly? Now, maybe the kids are done with school. You have a little bit of a reprieve. Summer hasn't gotten too crazy yet with summer camps and more activities. Almost sometimes more than actually during the school year. And you scratch your head going, and where did my summer go? Well, that's for another episode. But right now we're talking about, did your day and is your day going as planned? Did the weekend go as planned? Probably not. Maybe the weather got in the way. Maybe, you know, you had an unexpected visitor or an unexpected phone call, or maybe something broke in your house. Maybe you had to stop and pay an extra bill that caused you to be delayed a little bit because you had to run by the post office. You know what I'm talking about. Life gets in the way. We plan for things, but they don't turn out the way we've planned. And if it did, I got to tell you, you are the master magician. But I know for me, my mornings and my days very rarely exude that which I dream. Yet there is no need to run from your dreams. We do. We do it because of interruptions. Children, maybe more children. A spouse needs us. A family member needs us. A job career change. Oh, wait, maybe you move too many times. I'm not talking solely about me, right? It's just generalizations, wink, wink. But yes, life happens. And what you think is going to happen isn't always where you end up. But in that whole process, in the journey, because you're still on the journey, it's not over yet, which, you know, can I just get an amen for that? Because that means you still have a chance to see your dreams come true. And what I found is that you don't need to run from your dreams. In fact, the older you get, the greater chance you have to see your dreams come true. That should give you hope in and of itself. So stop hiding in the secret garden that is burying your dreams and distracting your heart from your mission. First off, you got to lead with your heart and mind. A lot of what you want to do in life comes from your leadership. I don't care what title you have. You're a woman on a mission. You're a mom. You're a dad. But your mom and dad status does not define who you are and the dreams that can and cannot come true for your life. But we live as if they do. So I want you to ask yourself and pause for just a moment. Am I living out my dreams based on my title? I mean, we could be here all day talking about just that. That would be a great episode. I'll mark it down for another day. We got to lead with our hearts and minds. Dreams come true when you are glued to the process of achieving your goals. So you got to know what you're after and then make a plan to go after what you want to go after. And then what happens? It's one step at a time that leads to miles of greatness. But it's not just your heart. It's not just your mind. It takes two to tango. So lead with your heart and your mind. Number two, extinguish the negativity while sticking to what's true. You are strong enough to face the truth, even if it means you have to admit what you don't know. It's not fun to say I'm wrong. It's not fun to say I really don't have that answer. I don't know. But guess what? Failure is the opportunity to learn. And in all honesty, what that really means is that there is no failure. Because if you're learning something, how does that become failure? It just means that, well, not right now. Have you ever taken a sales training course where they say, you know what? No, it's just another opportunity to hear and come back again and ask them, well, what about now? Because no is just not right now. It's not going to happen right this second. But you know what? In 2 weeks, 2 years, I might be back and I might say yes. No is just a pause point. It's just a little speed bump. Speed bumps make you do what? Slow down. So you slow down and then you start ramping up again. I mean, come on. You got a fast car. You got this. Failure is the opportunity to learn. So you got to keep your head in the game and neutralize negativity the same. Extinguish the negativity while sticking to what's true. And when you do that, you honor you. And finally, number three, change the landscape. What you think about, you bring about. This secret garden, what are you harboring? Is it the weeds that are blanketing your aspirations? Or is it something of beauty and hope and inspiration that says, you know what? Action is going to ignite my day today. It's not going to be me sitting in a corner saying, gosh darn it, I haven't done anything for 10 years. What makes me think that I can do it now? Because you can, but you have to be willing to change the landscape. The only way to eradicate the weeds is to act beyond what you see and do what's right in front of you. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Every day is a day that the Lord has made, so get out of your comfort zone. Get out of your way. Sow new seeds and tend to your garden. The harvest is upon you. Go out today, be present, be incredible, most importantly, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.